Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, and don't forget, high school fans, it's the Louisiana Football State Championships, and they are here, and WWL will be live at the Superdome covering all the action. Join us tonight and Saturday for the championship edition of the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup. Tonight it's Franklinton. We'll face off with Cecilia for the Division II non-select championship. Tomorrow, the doubleheader, Edna Carr and Alexandria for the Division I select state championship, and then Central will take on Ruston for the Division I non-select title. Join Ian Ozen, Alan Waddell, and Coach Lou Valden for the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup Championship Edition tonight from 7 to 10:30 and tomorrow starting at noon. So, interesting. So, I guess as we look, and I play the game. I know I shouldn't, but I do. Four games left. Saints are 5-8, Atlanta 6-7, Tampa 7-6. I mean, it's just
not a rabbit hole I'm jumping down there with.
I know.
I'm not jumping in that rabbit hole.
It's too hard. Yeah. It's too hard because I can make it so that 8 and 9 wins the division.
Go on how many games left?
Four.
Go on a four game run, and then we'll talk about it.
All right. Well,
for me.
I'm with you.
For me, outside of that, I'm not jumping down that rabbit hole.
But I like it. Here's why I like it.
You just dig in.
No, I don't. Not accident. I don't dig in.
And
I
just
don't.
No.
I'm on the periphery. I really am.
You're not just sticking your head in that rabbit
I'm
hole.
I'm on the periphery.
You are digging out, and you're just. Let me go to this tunnel right here. This tunnel says tiebreaker number 3 goes to tiebreaker number 2 based off of points 4, based off of strength of schedule versus NFC opponents, common opponents. No.
Yeah.
No.
I do. I do have one method that has gotten, if the Saints can finish 8 and 9, they'll be 3 and 3 in the division and 6 and 6 in conference. And you're going to get three team tie. It's going to be complicated.
You went from main rabbit hole to you're on 72nd Street, and you're like, what city is second? You way up. You in D.C. That's where you at.
All right.
On that rabbit hole.
What I meant to say was Saints play at noon. And then the late game is going to be Tampa at the Chargers. And so it's a big game for both. And then Monday night is Atlanta at Las Vegas. So, you know, at least they're all kind of separated. Last week, everybody's playing at the same time.
I'll watch them or at least score watch, not necessarily fully watch them. I will score watch and say, that's interesting.
Especially after the Saints beat Washington. Then – because if the Saints don't beat Washington,
it won't change whether I watch them or not. I'm going to still score watch and say, oh, man, they lost again. Oh, you know, Tampa won the game. You know, XYZ didn't play for Tampa or whatever. It doesn't really change for me at this point.
I don't think we didn't talk about this. Deuce did, but we were going to a break. And that is, Washington's was out. It hadn't been updated where I had it, but you had it.
Yes.
The only one that was out for Washington is Noah Brown. He's got a kidney injury. I'll see what happens to him down the road. And the new one was Deron Payne, the defensive lineman.
Yep, really good defensive lineman, Alabama kid. And he popped up today with the back issue. So it'll be interesting to see how he handles that, how Washington handles that. But for the most part, Washington, they had a ton of guys listed, but they're coming off the bye.
Right.
Coming off the late bye. And so they don't have a ton of guys out. Those, you know, one for sure, Noah Brown and everybody else. I think it's only two other players.
Questionable.
Maybe, yeah. They're
nobody's doubtful.
Yeah, nobody's doubtful.
Marshawn Lattimore, impact, effect. First game, he since the trade, he has not played. This is going to be his first game.
I love the kid. Love the player. Tremendous, tremendous player. But if I'm the Saints, throw three go balls at him. Three. Back to back if you want to. Okay. Your ham's good. Go run. If it's not a go ball, throw in an over route.
Test it early?
I don't even want to test. I mean, if we could call it a test.
Okay.
But I want to send a message as well. One, I'm not scared of you. And two, I'm going to make you run. I'm not going to allow you to sit here and read and be able to just, you know, feel comfortable. I am going to make you run. And so, okay, they may not be back-to-back because I do need to get a first down if you don't complete one. But I am, Jake, this ball is either to my receiver or out of bounds. But you got to run. I want to see you run. Open up and run.
I mean, think about it. It's been a while.
He's practiced.
Right.
He's been there. It's been weeks, multiple weeks. So he should be healthy and close, if not healthy, close to it. But you're going to run. And I want to show you that I'm not scared of you.
So, look, I'd ask Coach Rizzi, like, what does Washington typically do? Are they traveling? And he says, no, they'll play man in their corner man, mm-hmm. but they will not travel. And that will be something interesting. He says, I want to see what they'll do with Marshawn.
Well, I think they haven't had a corner with the ability of Marshawn
right.
Lattimore.
So
you can travel with Lattimore. You know, even if you wanted to say, hey, we're going to even put him in a slot at times. But if you don't travel him, then it for the Saints, it kind of makes it a little bit easier because I know exactly where he's going to line up. And so from a scheming standpoint, I know some of the things that I can do. But also, I am going to make you run. I don't want you sitting on 5 yards, 10-yard routes. You got to play the deep ball here. And it's not that I don't respect it. I do. But I also know that you're coming off injury as well.